Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Give Ja all the thanks and praise.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's technically church music this time.
Yeah, I call reggae music gangster gospel because it's always talking about God, but it has this hard bass line and it's real rugged and street-like.
My boy, why's it got to be gangster, though?
Because it's definitely gangster. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? It's just got that thing.
I don't know, gangster. Man. It might have a little edge to it. You know, a little.
You want
to
call it edgy gospel?
I don't know. The term gangster gets overused. Like, gangster has such a, like a.
But I'm not talking.
Just because you're being aggressive don't mean you're being gangster. I guess is what I'm saying. Or just because it has an aggressive tone doesn't make it gangster.
So aggressive.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Aggressive, yeah. Godly music.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you hear like the warrior drums of a tribe, that don't make it gangster.
No, I mean, I was just being cool with it, but yeah, warrior drums of the tribe.
Oh, so you just like the alliteration of it. The G's, yeah. The gangster and gospel going together.
Yeah, it just had a little flow, but yeah, when you hear that tribal music, you know, it has this.
The Nyabingi.
The Nyabingi drums. It has this feel of warrior music.
Good morning, party people. You got it on Friday morning with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Laura, what's the forecast?
Sorry, I was just caught up in reading about Rihanna.
So what happened?
Paying attention. Well, the high of 44 today, but check this out. So Rihanna is going to perform at a pre-wedding bash for the richest man in India.
Oh, of course
and
she
I'm
is.
Like, you got to be rich, rich. Like, what kind of rich? Like, it's... So I read...
You're the richest man in India. I got news for you. You're a different type of rich.
Yes, yes, yes. So he... I think she's getting paid like $6 million or something like that to perform at... Remember, it's the pre-wedding bash. It's not at the wedding.
Let me tell you
pre-wedding
something.
Bash.
I don't know if y'all remember a few years ago, I went and did a show in India. Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
And that was like for the third richest man in India.
Oh my God. But listen, this family also paid Beyonce to perform for the daughter's wedding in 2018. It's a
different so they got a relationship. Yo, let me tell you something. The thing I went to, I was in Pune, India. I drove from Mumbai in some it had to be like an 82 Toyota Corolla. It had a back seat and one front seat. And I was in the car for about an hour and a half dashing from Mumbai to Pune for this event. It was nice though. It was nice. Pune is nice right outside of Mumbai. You go through some suburbs on your way out there, you know, get to experience just, you know, not the tourist life, the regular life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But the wedding, or no, it wasn't even a wedding. It was a birthday party. He has it annually.
Oh my God.
It was annual birthday party. It goes down beginning of December. Yeah, it was the Bollywood actors, food as far as you could think.
Mm. Right, right.
Fireworks.
Dope.
You know, stage.
Crazy.
It was a situation, and it goes on for days. I was only there for one day. And I was like, how do y'all do this for multiple days?
For days. But anyway, yeah, man, it's, you know, Rihanna's doing a little performance. A little performance.
Shout out to my man Bala out there in India, man. If you're familiar with Vanky's Chicken,
oof.
His family owns like one of the second biggest chicken distribution place in India or something. But anyway, T-Bro in the morning, man. Let's go. It's time for shenanigans. Who's on the line? Let's give some things away. What are we doing? Let's play some games, man.
Let's play some games. It's Friday.
On the line right now, we got Dennis and Larissa. Larissa, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You got big plans this weekend, Larissa?
Work, bachelor bar, and get to this bag.
There you go. Get that money, Larissa. What do you do to get money? Can you share with us?
Yes, I can. I do Uber and Lyft, and I also do medical transportation.
Yo, I got questions about the medical transportation. You know, you're starting to see that on the Instagram, that's a good way to make money. How much driving is that exactly? Like, that's a lot of driving?
It's a lot of driving. It depends on where you get sent to, but you can definitely make a bag, especially with the right company.
Got it. So it's about the right company, and the money is looking like what on the medical transportation stuff?
On the medical transportation, I could say for myself, from, you know, New York to PA, like $400 or $500 on a ride.
On just one? One day?
Just one. One day, one trip,
gotcha.
And that's like a 3-hour day for you, $500.
Yep, and I do more than one trip in one day sometimes.
Get to it.
And do you transport patients, or what is it that you transport?
I transport organs and blood work.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Wow.
Yeah, medical transportation. They saying that's a good way to get money out here. If you got a car that could get it done now. Hold up now. You don't want your car breaking down with somebody's kidney in the back.
That's oh, God, no.
Listen, that's happened to me. I've had an incident. I got into an accident with someone's blood work before they were getting a kidney.
LLJ Cool J.
LLJ
Cool J. Oh, man, damn.
So did they send backup right away?
Yes, they sent someone to go back to the facility to collect the blood, and then it was able to get delivered while I was in the hospital banged up.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Wow. We're very interesting, man.
That's life. Things happen for a reason.
Listen, man.
Wow. I'm glad you were okay.
It's real in the field. Dennis, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. Thank you.
Dennis, what do you do to get money out here? This whole medical transportation thing was interesting. What you got going?
I'm on disability.
You do what now?
I receive social security disability.
Special security?
Social security
disability. Oh, he works at the social security
social
office.
Social security. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yo,
can you find out how much money y'all owe me? If any. I think when I retire, I'll get like a nickel a month.
All right.
Because that money, he's laughing because he know that money running short. Social Security, but just for everybody out there, if you're young, Social Security was like supposed to be like 401k back in the day. They was going to take money out your check, and then when they use your money invested, blah, 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 the government does. Then when you retire at 65, you're supposed to get bread back. Now they done, I don't know what they doing with the money.
So, voila.
They taking money out your check, but you ain't going to get no bread back.
Word. It's not over, but you should definitely look into it.
Bruh. But you can't. But Laura, I don't think I could stop them from taking Social Security out of my check.
I don't think you can. Yeah,
but that's the robbery part. Because it's like, I am not going to get any of this money back. Why you keep taking it from me?
But how do you know you're not going to get any of this money back?
Because they keep telling us. They've been telling us. Google it. You, at a certain point in our generation, won't be no Social Security for you.
We gotta look into this, but all right. I just want to make sure we're not spreading anything that's not real. Either.
All right, man, go look for it, man. I'm telling you. Okay. Larissa, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles in game that lives up to his name?
You know what? I'm gonna take a chance this morning. I love Laura, but I'm gonna take Ebro. You a new guy? Congratulations.
Okay, you think Selassie gonna help me win?
Oh man,
Selassie Jai got the gift.
You got the Selassie good energy. Come on, man.
I'm in the baby bubble, man. You know.
Come on. That's the cheat code.
I'm like Bruce Leroy. You know what I'm saying? I got the glow.
You lose with Selassie.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
I know it's ragging. It's happening out here. 6 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shiny with the question. Let's play Laura Never Lose.
Yeah. Two people were just convicted. Ebro.
Jam Master J.
That's right. In the clearing of the legend. What is the only even prime number?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The only even prime number would be
2.
6.
Incorrect. Laura Styles.
2.
2 is correct. Tie game. Who reportedly received over 2 million?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Who reportedly received over 2 million?
3. 2. 1.
Kanye West.
Incorrect.
Finish the question.
Received over 20 million after exiting CNN.
Oh.
A Don Lemon.
Don he Lemon said 20 million. He said
sorry. In the Peanuts, what is the instrument?
Laura.
Ebro.
Piano.
Piano's correct. Tie game.
Yeah.
Who said God told him to raise?
Ebro.
Ebro.
What?
Who said God told him to, who's saying God told him to do something? We were just talking about this the other day. Three. Damn it, man.
It's a tie game. 3. 2. 1.
Kanye West again. God. Let's go with God for him.
That is incorrect.
Repeat the question.
Who said God told him to raise Ciara's son with Future?
There it is. That's the one I was thinking of.
Russell Wilson.
Laura wins.
Yo, are y'all annoyed when people say God told them to do something when it's just their conscience talking to them? Does that
annoy
y'all?
Sometimes it's a lot. I'm like, come on.
Well, God is your conscience. You just, if you fine-tuned with it, then you know that God is talking to you.
I guess. But I feel you.
Yeah, whatever, like, bro.
It is that way.
Just
but
be a good person.
When people say God told me, it's, yeah, it could sound corny. I hear you.
No, it's not even that it sounds corny. It's just like, bro, like, you know, the voice in my head, man. You know what I'm saying? But he's mad religious, so people say God, which is fine.
Right.
You know, it's fine. But.
All right, Dennis, congratulations. You got that ticket. Tickets to see Fabio Four live at the Brooklyn Paramount, okay?
Thank you kindly so much, Lord.
There you go, Dennis. Make sure we get our Social Security, man. That's why Dennis ain't talking. He ain't talked the whole time. Yeah, go get in there, man. Come on, man. I've been putting in Social Security since I was 13. I've been working since 13 years old. I ain't going to get nothing, bro.
Understandable.
Work that out for us, Dennis. Yo, Larissa. Larissa.
Good morning. Thank you. It's okay.
Damn.
I'm supposed to just have it on the radio. Shout out to my mom. Her birthday was before yesterday.
Shout out to Larissa's mom, yo.
You guys have a
yeah, Larissa.
Day.
All right,
listen, hang on.
Love,
hang on, Dennis. We got to get what you need. And on the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Drake pays tribute to the mother and daughter that were killed after his show.
Okay.
I'll explain everything coming up, Flashing Lights.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, man. It's Friday. Yo, it's first day of March, man.
Man.
Crazy. That's like the beginning of spring, kind of. The unofficial early beginning of spring.
Yo, did anybody doubt on this show? I think, who doubted Punxsutawney Phil and them boys?
I always do.
You know, you never, well, they're.
I didn't.
Oh, look at Laura. Laura,
I did it. I believe in him.
Well, his accuracy rate since they've been keeping track since the 1800s is only 38%, but I think he might have got it right this year. I don't even know if Punxsutawney Phil's a he or she. I think they might have.
And you
got
don't know
right.
that he has that, and you don't know that they have boys.
Well, no, they got Staten Island got a groundhog.
A Chuck.
Yeah, Staten Island Chuck. So they gang. I'm assuming they're related somehow, cousins.
I don't. Why do you think that?
Because they're both groundhog.
That's racist. I mean, it's loose, I guess. But you're right.
It's loose. Like, if you're from the same species, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yo, Ebro, listen.
It doesn't mean that they're cool, though. It doesn't mean that they get along.
But we know mad people who are humans, and we don't consider them our boys. You know what I mean?
I mean, it depends, though. Like, if someone else was, like, studying us, then we would be gang. Like, if when the aliens come, we better link up.
Yo, Shawnee, do us a favor and hit the button, man. This conversation.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself.
Now, I got big playing myself energy today because, you know, we got a newborn in the house.
Yeah.
Shout to Selassie.
Zine.
Shout to my lady Jazz. It's great vibes around here. Issa, you know, all the whole family's here. Grandma. Grandpa, you know, families come through and all that. It's all nice. It's all good. Nothing to worry about. Yo, I really get uptight, though, when people send big boxes to the house for the baby, man.
What, you're complaining about gifts for the baby?
Yeah. Hit me with the button.
Yeah, hit him with the button.
Because what do you expect?
Congratulations. And also, how about small gifts? Because it's a small person.
Well, hold on. What do you mean the box is big? What did they send?
No, giant, bro. Giant boxes of clothes. The baby is 10 days old. No, maybe 14, 15 days old. Selassie wears socks, a onesie, a hat, and we're rotating through a few swaddles. There's no world where we're putting these outfits on. What are y'all sending over here? Then I get a delivery yesterday. A farmer's truck backs up because Laura Stiles and her man thought it was a great idea to send a truckload of fruit to the house. Where do y'all think I live?
A truckload of fruit?
Nah, it was a few boxes, but it was OD, bro. It was OD.
I asked you if it was OD.
It was OD, bro.
No, it was just two boxes.
It was OD, bro. There's no way we eating all this fruit. And so it's going to sit there. And you know it's going to go back. How many people y'all think live here?
I don't know. I told my man, and he was like, I got it. I'm going to pick some really good fruit for them. And I was like, all right, just don't OD, okay? And he was like, no. I'm just going to do variety.
So in the same moment, I get a giant basket of baby clothes and teddy bears for a 15-day-old and a bushel of fruit.
Yeah,
enjoy your honey sweet potatoes.
By the way. But this is, I gotta tell you, I rarely take a win in this situation, but I've almost pulled the trigger on sending something twice, and I'm like, I'm gonna wait for the baby to get a little older
so I can send an actual thing.
Yeah, you're welcome,
Thank you.
I'm like, right, something that the kid could wear, like an actual thing that at some point maybe.
Well, here goes
useful.
The deal, right? Here's the deal. You have a newborn, okay? The first 30 days, call it 60 days, you don't go anywhere. So if you get the baby dressed, you're only getting them dressed for your own entertainment.
That's it.
Maybe to take some photos.
Well, Ebro, this fruit was not for the baby. It was to nurture your beautiful partner because she's vegan.
I'm sure.
I know you love fresh fruit. So I figured you guys have access to fruit.
I mean, it was amazing fruit.
No, that was the right
deal. No, it was amazing fruit. But the amount is the concern.
It's just the size.
That part, I'm sorry. My man just goes wild. He goes wild, and I specifically told him. I was like, yo, don't get crazy.
Well, and so you also have a nursing mother who needs to sleep. How is she going to eat all of this food? So what'll end up happening is I'll have to make some sort of blended concoction of fruit.
To not waste all the fruit.
Juices.
Which means I'll also blend a concoction every day. While I'm sterilizing breast pump parts and, you know, trying to keep the house in order, I'll also be cleaning up after all of this fruit that I have to bust down into some sort of juice blend.
Yo, nice. The fruit bust down is...
And anybody that's had to bust down fruit, you know what that is. Especially if there's a lot of it.
Now, for Ebro's entire rant, his first world problem rant, just please hit him with the button.
Yeah, that's why I said it deserves congrats, yourself. Man. What am I complaining
But at the same
about?
Time, back to being on Ebro's side, though, everybody knows, with all due respect, that he doesn't need, like, young couples who don't have money, need things. Let me tell you one thing about Ebro. Not young and doesn't need things. Like, he's good. He's got this. You know what I mean? The card's going to work. So, like, yeah. Everyone could just wait. But listen, people love you. They want to support. No, they send bushels of food.
And by the way, people love babies. I got news for you, which is why I'm hitting myself with the button, because it's all love. But
congratulations. You played yourself.
Luckily, Laura works with a great foundation. And so things that don't get used, or even things that do get used and don't get needed anymore after the first 60 days of this child's life, because then you literally, everything people bought you, they've outgrown. Mm-hmm. You'll have clothes literally that you're like, yo, this, I like this outfit. We're going to wear this one day. But it's a summer outfit. The baby grows in the winter and starts to fit the outfit. Can't wear it in the summer. By the time the summer comes around, the outfit don't fit anymore, and you got to end up donating it anyway.
So what you're saying is you have a place to donate the gifts that have been
already
given to you.
Already planning my re-gift.
I'm going to then hit the button on everybody who felt the need. And, Shawty, come on, let's be real. Everyone knows Ebro. You know, Ebro's a mover and a shaker, right? That's right. Mm-hmm. He's the morning guy on Hot 97. He's an Apple executive. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying these people don't love him. But I'm saying some of them were like, gotta send the big man a gift. Right, and they went running out to send a present. Just so you know, your gift for the big man's getting shipped off to be donated for someone. Hit the button on them.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
No, but it's really
He's going to love it.
It's really a congrats for me, though, because how am I on the radio complaining about this? This is terrible.
Because you're a bad guy. Hit him with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, Laura, what you got today?
So I missed this, but I think it's a great story for, you know, for right now. So do you remember we talked about the Trump's disgusting shoes, right?
Oh, the Air Trump Ruse? Air
Trumps. Yes.
The Air Insurrections.
Yes.
Insurrection 5s.
David Hogg, who is a survivor of the Parkland shooting, well, he saw what was going on, and he went ahead and bought the website address referencing Trump's sneaker brand and turned it into an anti-gun violence website with the ability to call lawmakers to advocate for legislation.
Yo.
He bought shoptrumpsneakers.com.
I love this guy.
And there you go.
I love it.
It redirects you to a page where you can call a member of Congress and make some kind of change. So I just thought this was so great. He definitely gave them a button because I guess they didn't register certain websites properly. He was like, let me just go ahead and see if this is available. And boom.
Oh, and lo and behold, they hadn't done the legwork. Shocking.
Well, the real piece is, did you really think that Trump and him cared about these sneakers and where these sneakers was going?
It was all
to pander to a specific audience.
And
it's gotten at least, what are we on now? At least a full week of coverage, right?
Oh, no. It honestly worked probably better than they thought.
Yeah.
In the sense that it led to such extended conversation.
Because every time you mention the sneakers, you got to mention Trump.
So well, not only that, every time you're talking about sneakers, you're not even asking the question, what is actually Trump's political platform?
Right.
Like, what are we actually...
Yeah, you're just hearing his name.
What is he planning to do? Like, what's the...
But Ebro, if I've learned anything from the last couple of days of glancing at my mentions, people aren't thinking about anything. Like, they're not even offended by the sneakers thing.
No.
They don't even know that it's offensive. They don't even... Your man put out bright gold, gaudy, high-top sneakers.
Because you know what black people like? They like gold. Give them gold. Like,
that's literally what he did. And people are like, oh, it's kind of tight. Maybe I should buy a pair. I mean, it's
Bro, they were saying the same thing. Remember that Fox News clip that went around? We're like, there you go. Black folks love the sneakers. That's a perfect way to, you know,
care about that. And people don't even care the fact that he stood up in front of black people just last week and was like, yo, the lights are so bright in here. I can only see black people. Look how far I've come. He quote said, look how far I've come. Mm-hmm. I can see black people now.
Because
I wasn't seeing them before, didn't care about them before, but right now, I can see them.
Look at the black ones. I can see the black ones. That's what he said.
Insane. It's insane.
He's like, considering I'm a white supremacist, there are a lot of black people here. I mean, it's a wild time, man. Hit me with the button, by the way, because last night I went out to dinner. with some colleagues. I do a queue up the making fun of how many jobs I have joke. I do a podcast with my friend Michelle Beadle once a week called Over the Top. It's a fun little show. And we had not seen each other since this show started.
You guys do the whole team, virtual.
Everything's virtual. She's often in California and San Antonio, here, there. So we all had a little local dinner last night. And went over to a spot I enjoy called Maison Pickle. Have a delightful little dinner. It's heavy. The meals are pretty heavy. And my friend goes, "Oh man, look at that! Oh man, that chicken and waffles thing looks crazy." And he's like, "Too bad I can't order things like that. You know, I'm too old, man. I just can't. I can't order big heavy things like that anymore." Yo, in my mind, I actually was like, "Man, you are such a little bitch." That's what I thought. I looked at my friend. I was like, "Look at you. Can't even order the food you want. Yo, man, time to order for the table. Let's get that, and let's get one other thing, and we'll share it all. It'll be a great time." Yo, guys, I was up in the middle of the night. My stomach just hurting for no reason.
Oh, LLJ,
cool J.
Can't do it. We're washed, bro. Eyes don't work. Stomach doesn't work.
It happens fast, too, man.
Yo, it happens fast. Mid-40s? Done.
Yo, look. You'll look around and be like, "Yo, my eyes. Nah, things ain't as sharp."
Crazy.
Couple months later, you're like, "Yo, I need glasses."
Rosenberg was cooking me because of my glasses. And now, guess what? Guess who needs them, too?
Oh, man, you need readers, bro?
Look.
Yo.
He just put them on, readers, guys. Everybody's
readers.
Listening. He put them on.
Ebro, I don't need readers. I need progressives, nearsighted, farsighted.
He's got bifocals.
Those are the Jeffrey Dahmers.
Oh, my God,
No, and by the way, Laura, show respect. If you're going to say anything, they're not the Jeffrey Dahmers. They're the Edward James Olmos. You know what I mean? Give me a better 80s reference. But, yeah, it happens fast, bro. Blind as a bat.
Crazy.
And I think this computer life, honestly, made it worse for a lot of people.
It's tearing you down. The phone, the computer, all that's tearing you up.
Tearing us up.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep it locked. DJ John's pulling up in a second. We also got Curve happening next. After 8, you know it's Freedom Friday. People get to say whatever they want to say, feel whatever they want to feel on Freedom Friday. We take all the calls, man, all the calls that come in. Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. It's a sunny Friday. Let's enjoy it, y'all.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Alan!
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Doing good, man.
You don't sound happy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another episode of Curved. Alan got curved by Claire. Alan reached out to us because he's not hearing from Claire. They went out on one date. He took her to dinner in the Bronx. Alan, you say the date was great.
Yeah, the date went great. Everything was going good.
You hugged her and you kissed her on the cheek at the end of the night. And then they went their separate ways.
Yeah. Got an Uber.
Okay.
No, I think we're good to go. So let's do it.
All right. How long has it been, Alan, since you heard from Claire?
At least like a week and a half now.
Okay. Maybe she didn't like his kiss on his cheek. Maybe his kiss on cheek was sloppy and wet. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe your hand placement during the hug was a little inappropriate. And she.
Yeah. Did you go below the waist?
No, I didn't. I kept it. You know, I kept closure, kept it up. But
did you press your pelvis? Did you press your pelvis against her stomach?
Nah, didn't. Okay.
That's why
Yeah, maybe
she felt the curve. She felt the curve, so it's a curve.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, she wanted some action, and you gave her none.
Maybe. Oh, maybe it was too cut and dry.
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted you to pound it out on the first night, Alan. Well, let's find
maybe,
out, man.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know either. We're going to call Claire. Look, she's agreed to be on the show. She doesn't know you're on the phone. But please do not let that, you know, hold you back from jumping in at any given moment.
No problem.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
Did we wake you? Sorry, this is Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hi, good morning, yes.
Thank you for coming on Curve. Claire, now why didn't you want to hit Alan back after your date?
Oh, yeah, Alan. I've never gone out with a person that would leave a woman just in the box.
Huh? Y'all got in Ubers. That's what the notes say.
No, he got in his Uber. My Uber wound up canceling and didn't come for about 15 minutes. I was stuck out there in the Bronx.
At the end of the day, you both called an Uber. His arrived first, and he was just like, peace, bye.
Yep.
Oh, damn. Ouch.
No, he didn't offer any of that. He just dipped.
And you were in a not-so-nice neighborhood.
No, I mean, not saying anything negative about the Bronx.
Oh, you can't. You can say something negative about the Bronx.
Yeah,
the Bronx is used to it, man.
It goes down.
You're totally positive. They know. I understand what she's saying.
They know. Matter of fact, there's people going, yo, there was somebody standing by themselves. Damn, I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I could have came up.
Yeah, no. So what, why would I go out with a guy who doesn't take the time to show?
Well, now, I don't think I would ever just leave somebody standing on the street waiting for a car.
Yeah.
Even a guy friend, I'd be like, yo, you good?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Now, he didn't even ask you, like, yo, you good? Like,
no. His car came up. He was like, well, you know, it was nice meeting you. I'll talk to you later.
I don't know you like that. I just met your ass. You be all right.
Jeez. He didn't even text you like you got home safe? Nothing?
Nothing.
No follow-up either. Oof.
Well, Alan's on the phone. Alan, what do you have to say for yourself?
The whole day. I ain't going to say the whole day, but she was Miss Independent Lady. She was talking about it. She could take care of herself. So,
wait a minute.
This is why ladies have to be independent, because you're not stepping up from jump. You're not handling your business from jump. So, therefore, yeah, who else am I going to depend on? Me, myself, and I, because you couldn't even be bothered.
Hang on,
like,
Beyonce. Hang on,
let
Beyonce.
Me.
All hang my on. Women, independent. Throw your hands up.
Hang on, Beyonce. Boy, Beyonce, that was your energy through the whole day?
That was not my energy. I am an open person. But that's the energy I came with once I was standing out in the Bronx for 15 minutes by myself.
Now, here's a piece of learning. Usually that is a defense mechanism that women put on because they have been let down so much. It may not be for a relationship. It could go all the way back to their father. I know I'm being all philosophical, Dr. Phil with it. But whatever your next date is, Alan, or even if you and Claire could work through this, just know women often put that in it. It's like when a dude acts tough all the time. Reason he acting tough all the time is because deep down inside he's hurt and sensitive and he's soft and he want a hug.
I just want somebody who's going to step up and be a man.
All right, so step up right now, Alan. Here's your chance. Step up, be a man, and apologize for this oversight.
All right, Claire, you know what? I apologize. I didn't really see it that way. Okay. If you're willing to go out with me again, I would love that. But if you don't, I understand.
Fire. Good job.
Good job, man. Clean.
Aw. There.
As long as it's not in the Bronx.
Hey, wait a minute. They got some nice stuff over there in Mott Haven area.
Go to Sobro.
Claire, is that a yes?
As long as you recognize and everything, and we don't have to have this conversation again.
I mean, he's telling you he didn't realize, you know, he's admitting to he made a mistake, okay?
Let Alan say it, man. Come on, right, Alan. Say the right stuff. Go, man.
Yeah. I made a mistake. It was a mistake on my part. I'm going to step up as a man. So if you forgive me, that'll be great. And I'll take you anywhere you want. Promise.
Aww.
Hang on now, that anywhere you want, man. You better check that checking account.
Here we go.
And?
Okay, the human is the heir, you know, so, okay.
Right on. Look, Beyonce forgave Hov. Claire forgave Alan. It's all good, you know?
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. curved@ebrointhemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
So, Shani, we was kind of talking about this earlier, about an hour ago. Shani, you're okay when someone's conscience tells them, like their inner voice tells them to do something. You're comfortable with them saying that that's God that told them to do something?
Yes, depending on the context. You know, I think that, because your consciousness is a part of the God that's in you. You know what I'm saying? So if someone is like, you know, the God in me says that this is a bad idea, and that's a part of their higher consciousness, then yes, that's real.
Yeah, but the context that people say it in, they're like the God, like the one that right. we all...
The Almighty.
The Almighty has told me to do X.
Yeah.
And I heard the voice.
Right. So, you know, God told me to help this person.
Blurry line.
And see, that's right. my thing. It's a blurry line.
You're naming good things.
It's a blurry line because my voice in my head, I can make it tell me whatever I want.
Nah, but you
I'm
know.
Like, yo, get on the plane right now. All right. My inner voice told me to get on the plane.
No, but there's two voices. There's an instinctual one, and then there's your own thoughts. And they try to present that when they show the good.
But see, my they do the good and the bad on the shoulders. But see, my problem is when people say it, they often, all their voices are God to them.
Yeah.
So oftentimes, really religious people be like, well, God told me this was what I was supposed to be doing. And then what they're doing, you're like, did God tell you to do that? Because some people pervert it.
Right. Well, I completely agree with you with that. So to my point, yes, I believe that your higher consciousness is connected to God, but people do pervert that.
But your higher consciousness is also an evil bastard. So yeah, I don't know if we talking to the same person.
That part too. So if your brain and your spirit and your energy is not in the right place, that higher energy that's controlling you could be demonic. You know what I'm saying? So now you're saying like God told you, but really you got demonic thoughts. Bro.
Well, and the reason this came up is because Russell Wilson sat down in that interview the other day that people were talking about maybe like a few days ago, maybe a week ago, talking about when the first day he met Ciara and her son Future, God told him that he was going to be taking care of that boy.
Right. Right.
Which could have been really creepy if that turned out a different way.
Yeah. And right, Ebro, to your point, when someone says it that way, you're like
wait, really? God told you was finna be taking care of somebody else's son because you was attracted to the mom?
Right.
Like, is that God? I guess it's your nature. Your nature told you that, didn't it?
Yeah, you already know.
Right.
But you let your nature rise and get you into that situation. So I guess it is God in that entity.
Facts.
Oh, God. Yo, call right now. DJ John is here.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John, what are you giving to people if they call you right now and stump you with a question this morning?
Beautiful Friday. Sean Paul, you get to see Sean Paul May 9th. It's happening. Brooklyn Paramount. Great venue. Tickets on sale now. Mayha by Live Nation, baby.
Yo, Brooklyn Paramount's getting busy.
Word. It's right there, too. When you get off the bridge, it's right there.
There's a lot of bridges. Sure. There's a lot of bridges, John.
It's right off the bridge. It's right there, man.
Yeah, Manhattan Bridge. Sorry. My bad.
A lot of bridges, John.
Or Brooklyn.
You might want to be specific.
Brooklyn.
Wait, he doesn't know which, though.
Well, you're in Brooklyn, so there's only
two bridges, John.
Yeah, man. Or either or. They're both. It's in the middle.
There's three bridges. Excuse me.
Williamsburg.
Manhattan, Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Oh, man.
It's okay, John.
Sorry.
It's all right, man.
I need my coffee.
Is that's what's gonna fix it after all these years?
Not at all.
A cup of coffee is gonna straighten you out.
But you know what?
That's it.
I love my coffee, and that's what I'm gonna stick to it.
I love it, man. Well, you got big plans this weekend. What are you doing, bro?
I am doing something. Webster Hall tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it like pulling teeth with this dude?
I can't remember. I'm sorry. Shout out to Austin Mills. He's DJing. I'm in the building.
All right. Shout out to Austin Mills.
And then
at Webster, is it a party?
Yeah, it's a party.
Is it something that people listening right now could attend if they bought tickets?
Yeah. I don't.
You don't know.
Yeah, I got pulled into the mix. So I'm like, I don't need to promote it. Just like, I'm just going to hang out. But I know it's open to the public. It's going to be a nice vibe. You know, the dance, soulful vibe, you know, like Black Coffee.
I'm going to go to Laura. Laura, are you, Laura, did you stop listening here?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know what happened.
Wow. Cast One, you got big plans this weekend?
Yeah, Sunday. Got a big brunch happening at HOA in Queens. You could pull up. It's in Astoria. See? That was easy.
Damn. Whoa. Clean. Thank you, Cass.
Thank you. Perfect. Hello, everybody. I'm saying brunch and parties and good vibes. Shout out to Dan the Man. This is his birthday. You know what I'm saying? And this is retirement party. So, you know, come out. People, have a good time.
Clean.
Why? Yo, Shani, you got big plans this weekend.
Not big plans, but I'm going to go check the Brooklyn Museum to go see this art exhibit that's been going on for a while.
With the Swizz Beatz, Alicia Keys, yo.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check Giants. That joint is crazy. Yo, listen. Bro, these are our friends.
Okay.
When you go see this exhibit in Brooklyn, I want you to keep in mind that this is Swizz Beatz and Alicia Keys' art collection.
Yeah, their personal art.
It's not like, personal. A bunch of artists was like, no. This is their art. They own this art.
Mm.
And when you walk in there, you're going to be like, time out, bro. I know you ain't got all this from Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He could have.
Yeah.
Party up, put numbers on the board.
Some
party
DMX.
Up,
put numbers on the board. You got some Jay-Z records that put some numbers on the board.
Because when you see, bro.
And don't sleep on Alicia.
Alicia?
Well, I was just about, I hadn't even got to that. Songs in A minor put numbers on the board.
Word.
You know it.
Fallen?
Yeah. Yeah. So
hello. They've been collecting, investing for a while, for a long time.
Laura, did you go yet?
Yes.
You went and saw it?
No, but I have seen, and it is a lot.
No. Yeah. But
what are we talking about?
The sheer magnitude of some of the pieces of art is like, what is happening right now?
It's crazy.
Well, they live in a superhero house. They have to fill it.
They live in Iron Man's house on a cliff.
You know, it's literally the craziest house in America. So
I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm going to go there.
It's bonkers. That's all I'm trying to articulate is it's bonkers.
Yeah, I've heard amazing things. And they've been out for a few weeks now, right?
Yeah. Like, I went.
A good month?
It was a few weeks ago that I went and Laura and Rosenberg were mad that I didn't invite them. What was that?
No one invites us to anything.
Yeah.
So
but I would like to see that.
Let's go to line two. Austin's on the line.
Yo.
Austin.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the love, bro. We got a newborn in the family. We're all geeked, man. It's an amazing vibe. Man, having newborns around, listen, it's a great vibe. They're really cool people, newborns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if you feed them and change them. If you feed them and change them on time, they're the coolest.
They're like little old young people.
Austin, what's your question to stump DJ John this morning?
Does he know what a flock of crows is called?
What'd you say?
Flock of crows.
Flock of crows.
Oh, come on. We just talked about this.
Yeah,
we did.
And was he listening, though, is the question.
Like today? You guys talk about it today?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about it yesterday?
Yeah, it was on Laura Never Loses. Yeah. It was a question yesterday on Laura Never Loses.
Come on, John.
That's crazy.
Come on, John.
Flock of crows.
Three.
Vultures?
Two.
Damn, one. Bro.
No.
They got an ill name.
A storm?
It is an ill name. I never know.
Ill. It's murder. A murder of crows.
Wait, this is the same question from yesterday?
Yeah, it was on Laura Never Loses.
No, but it's the same question that they...
Damn, but you didn't get it. Anyways.
Damn. And Laura, by the way, Laura got it right.
It's murder.
She knew it.
Womp womp.
No, you're the womp womp for not listening to the show that you work on.
No.
You literally work on the show, and we're here
I wasn't paying attention at the time. How about that?
Austin, you're getting the tickets, fam. You will be in the building. Sean Paul. Yo, respect, man. Love you. Hang on one second. We'll get you your tickets. You'll be in there with Sean Paul. You know what I'm saying? Smoking something. Dancing.
Yeah, man.
Willie bouncing. Signal to planing.
Yeah, man.
Drifting.
You know what I'm saying? Parachuting.
All of it. Flashing Lights time. Laura Styles is happening next. What are you working on, Laura?
Oh, man. Diddy's sexual assault accuser cannot remain anonymous. So I'll let you know how this is going to affect his case coming up. Flashing Lights.
Cast One, you got that Cardi B? Cardi B dropped a new record last night.
Yeah, buddy.
It's like, what is it called?
Like what?
That's it.
Ooh, like what do you mean?
It's
like
a freestyle.
Wait, didn't Ice Spice have a record called, album called Light? Oh, with this Missy Elliott beat.
Yeah, and she might be throwing shade here. Like what? Like a coach bag, baby, this ain't what you want. If I ask for all I want to hear is yes. Shorty says she want to be my op, God bless. Look, I ain't even got dressed. Any other that I took up after YSS. Hey, yo, let me put some gas in this motherfucking year. I ain't really talk my shit in a minute. Like, what the fuck these niggas? Like a coach bag, baby, this ain't what you want. If I ask for all I want to hear is yes. Shorty says she want to be my op, God bless. Look,
why she did coach bags like that, bro?
Yo, that's disrespectful.
I mean,
this ain't what you want.
Yo, but listen, though. So somebody out here, there's mad people out here coaching, I'm sure, it's doing well. There's a lot of coach bags. The question you have to ask is, are you still going to be rocking your coach bag? Because people are going to be asking you, is this what you wanted?
Oh, God.
I mean, that's where it's going.
I don't know if this, with all due respect to this freestyle, which I enjoyed, I don't know if that line is going to become a ubiquitous part of culture that changes everything.
Oh, it's going to hit. It's going to hit the Instagram. Somebody's going to get a coach bag for a gift. People are going to be in the comments going, is this what you wanted?
Is this what you want?
Because the truth of the matter is, the coach bag is, it's cool. It's cool. It's nice. But is it what you wanted?
Is this
Listen,
what you
man.
Want?
You're making it worse, okay? This is not going to be the Jay-Z jersey situation. Where all of a sudden no one in this culture is even allowed to wear a jersey again because one man said he was over it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's so nuts. Yo, that is so nuts that happened in history. Yo, I love Jay-Z. Y'all got to get off his nuts. Some of y'all go too far. This man said, I don't wear jerseys anymore, and the whole culture was like, take your jersey off.
Change clothes.
I was still collecting. I was still in for a long time.
That's why you mad. You still traumatized because you had spent mad money you didn't have.
Well, I wasn't as old as him, so I didn't. He was right. At the age he did it, it was the right time for him. He was right.
He did it.
But
he
wasn't there yet.
Remember, it took X5s a long time to recover. BMW X5.
The baby mama car.
Look at you, bro. See, there you go.
And that, yo, by the way, never recovered in my mind. I always thought it was a baby mama car.
No, you did it to me when I got one. When I got one, people were like, oh, you got a baby mama car? I was like, oh.
Damn.
I thought I got a nice BMW SUV.
No, you got a baby mama car.
No, Hope said it was a baby car 5 years, 10 years. Oh.
Let's go. Flashing lights. Lawrence Dallas, let's do it.
I mean, I love the guy, but come on.
Well, now Cardi did it to the coach bag.
Damn.
I mean, if she didn't do it, she just pointed it out. She in there all the time.
It's so key, Cas, what you're saying, because people like their coach bags. The question is that what you wanted, though?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's just what they could afford, okay? You just leave
because
it
it's not what you wanted, it's what you could afford.
But it's still a nice gift that you could afford.
No, it is. It is. But if you could have got
something. They're not cheap, are they? Coach bags aren't cheap.
No, they're not at all.
They're just but now we live in a standard where honestly, let's be real, America's sick. Now you have to get the luxury item you can't even afford, that no one can really afford.
Well, no, Coach you shouldn't is the one even that's be buying expensive, the luxury. You shouldn't even be buying the luxury. Once you can't afford it, just stay out the game.
You shouldn't even mind it.
Don't even try.
Right. Sorry, Laura. Go ahead.
All right, guys. So the woman suing Diddy for an alleged sexual assault that she claims happened when she was in high school has to reveal her identity. Now, the judge just ruled that she can't keep her identity under wraps as Jane Doe as the case moved forward. So So this is, you know, this woman had pictures. You remember the pictures were floating around the internet. She looked very young with Diddy. And the judge in the case denied the woman's motion to proceed anonymously. But her identity will remain a secret at least until the court decides whether to dismiss the case or not. So Diddy's obviously trying to get this lawsuit tossed. But I'm just saying she's been trying to keep her identity under wraps because of the backlash. You know what I mean? He's a huge star. She doesn't want to deal with the harassment. So this was really interesting.
Mm. Laura
she's
Styles.
Saying she was only 17 years old when all of this, you know, this is the accuser that says that she was sex trafficked right. and gang raped, you know? So
she was 17 years old?
2003. Yeah. Yeah. And then when she had proof, she provided pictures that have been, you know, she looks super young. Her face is blurred out.
I mean, the stuff that I initially saw, it looked pretty damning. Like the pictures that were there. And again, because of all these stories, there are so many of them, and the way it started, it's the Cassie story. It all seems plausible. You know what I mean? So
yeah, the only thing that it just makes me think, right? Because as someone who's brave enough to come forward, going up against a huge celebrity, you know, I understand her wanting to remain anonymous because there's people who will just, you know, we've seen the trolls online coming after people, doxing people, doing horrible things to people. You know what I mean? While cases like this are going on, none of them are going to be sane enough to wait until it all plays out. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, a lot of times people feel that the second someone opens their mouth, they should be up for public scrutiny as well. Right, if it turns out that they're a victim, and if there's real evidence to prove that, it kind of seems messed up that they should have to subject themselves yet again. So they were abused once, and then they need to subject themselves to public abuse just because they have they're brave enough to say something.
So that's the part that bothers me, because I'm like, I understand why a person would want to be anonymous, you know what I mean? But now the judge said, nah, man, if you want to move forward, your name will be public. So we'll see how this all plays out. But that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:03. A high of 45 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Guys, Ebro just went to change the baby, but it's Freedom Friday, baby. We got a lot to do. 1-800-223-9797. Let's get into it.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
It's Freedom Friday. You got it on Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. The lines are open for whatever you need, whatever you want to say. Say what you want to say. Feel what you want to feel. Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Tony.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
It's Freedom Friday. What you got for us today, sir?
I got a question for y'all and kind of like a suggestion.
Okay.
Why don't y'all like play more like rock music, heavy metal music on Why This Wednesday?
Yeah, Rosenberg.
More heavy metal music?
More heavy metal.
Yeah, how come we don't get like, you know, more Metallica?
I just know
Anthrax.
Because there's just no chance that people will get them right.
Laura will get Rage Against the Machine for sure.
That's it.
Okay, right? You named one group. If I play Rage,
I named three. What about Soundgarden?
She's not. It's just not going to work.
But he wants like. What do you want? Like you? Yeah. What kind of bands do you want to hear?
Yeah. Who are you looking for?
Like Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, Korn.
They're not knowing Slayer, man.
What about Rancid?
Rancid's not even heavy metal.
They're not going to get anything.
And they're not going to get it.
Cannibal Corpse?
They're not going to know Cannibal Corpse, bro. I mean, you're going to scare Shawnee off the game.
We need a fighting chance. Like, I would just sit back like, where we at?
What about some punk like the Butthole Surfers? Or the
they're not gonna know this stuff.
There's a group called Butthole Surfers.
You know, y'all know about the Butthole Surfers?
Come on, fam.
What about Suicidal Tendencies?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Hey, Tony, thanks for the call, man. I'm gonna take this under advisement.
Tony, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yo, Shani, you don't know about the Butthole Surfers?
That's the real group.
Your head just exploded, Ebro. It just exploded.
Yeah. Yo, what in the... Nah.
Yo, it's Freedom Friday. We take your calls, anything. We're answering all the questions. Let's go to Jennifer next, bro.
She's not there.
Okay, what about Mike? Mike, you're on Freedom Friday. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. What do you got for us today?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to thank Rosenberg, the gurus, you, Ebro, for helping me in July, helping find a kidney.
Oh, that's you, Mike.
Yo,
yeah, back. I'm the one. You got
there
me.
He is.
Mike, what up? Saving lives live.
The gurus came through. Yeah, now, Shani, how did it go down? Because you, I think the contact is somebody that you knew, right?
Yeah, it's my good friend who has a kidney research foundation. And we were able to reach out to him. And he helps people who are on waiting lists and need to speed up the process because the clock is ticking. His name is, I know him as Sonic. A lot of people may know him as from the Wonder Twins. He used to have a radio show, but I've known him personally for a long time. But this is how he's transitioned his life. And he gave his own kidney to his best friend, which is why he's into this and has dedicated his life to this.
So shout out to Sonic.
Mike, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm 8 months out, and all my numbers look great. This is the closest I felt to normal in, ages.
And so Mike, amazing. All you got to do now is it's all about consistency, right? Make sure your eating's right, your health is right, and just this is it.
Yeah.
Right?
No more sushi. Nope. That's off the list. That's a wrap for that. Nothing undercooked.
You're not drinking soda, right? You're not drinking any soda?
Well, soda, maybe bubbly, and that is, LaCroix, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, you sparkling water. Hey,
enjoy some LaCroix, man. Enjoy some LaCroix.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yo, y'all. Yeah. Speaking of sparkling water, y'all had this bubbly brand that's out here that Pepsi's put out.
Yeah. No. I've had some bubbly.
Nah, that bubbly hits, man. The green can.
Yeah, the bubbly's nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Back to Mike.
All right. Well, Mike, sending you so much love. We're so happy, Mike.
All right, big up, Mike, man. Thanks for that. Take care of yourself. Keep us updated, too, Mike. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Freedom Friday. Mm-hmm. Jennifer's on the line. She's. What do you got for us, Jennifer? What do you got?
What's going on, guys? How is everybody today?
We're great.
Good. So I wanted to bring up something that you guys were talking about before. So I was born and raised on Long Island, New York. I'm a Jewish woman, and I'm an attorney.
Okay.
And when you guys were talking about the Candace Owens situation, you know, I got to just interject, because when I went to Hofstra Law School, we did a case study on her in our criminal law class, right? And when we were going over the definitions of insanity in that class, she came up saying how she literally is living proof of a person that is mentally deranged that should potentially, at the time, we thought that criminal charges would come against her for some of the things that she was saying and accusing people of doing that were not true. So that's how the professor brought her up. Anyway, the point is that vigilantly disrespectful to her race, right? And living in New York as a Jewish woman and hearing all the things that happened with Rosenberg and everything like that, I just felt like I had to call in and basically say that no one is listening to this woman and nobody believes that she has any sort of a woman that is living as an imposter in her own body and has no idea what the is going on.
Whoa. Okay,
so you're
Jennifer.
Basically calling her Rachel. She's Rachel Dolezal reversed.
Yeah, you ever see that shit on the Dave Chappelle show where he was dressed up as a KKK member, but he's a black man? That's who she is.
Yeah, that was Clayton Bigsby. White power.
Yes. That is who this woman is. She has massive imposter syndrome. She is not even really being paid attention to by people. Enough's enough with this woman. Anything that is said on the internet, you just have to ignore. She is a mentally deranged person.
Jennifer.
Don't worry, Jennifer.
I'm not offended. I haven't been affected by her words. Don't you worry.
Yeah, she really needs mental help. No one is
mental healthy valley, bro. Mental healthy valley.
No, I'm big on it.
And no disrespect to Joe Budden. You know, I love rap music. I grew up listening to him, but he's just trying still to keep career going. You know, that's probably why he's talking to her. But no one with a legit morale is talking to this You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer was going ham today.
She's going. Really, thank you, Jennifer. Hey, Ebro, it's Freedom Friday. That's what makes. That's the freedom part.
Friday. She was triggered by it. Thank you, Jennifer.
She went in.
Well, I think she was referring to, by the way, the old that Candace Owens lawsuit. Remember where she like sued people back in the day?
Well,
remember
so that? she had a racial incident in high school, and the racial incident in high school got elevated to the NAACP representing on her behalf. And being outspoken on her behalf, and I think some settlement was done or whatever, and I think she felt taken advantage of by the NAACP and the press that it got, which then later on, I don't know how it manifested, but later on,
yo, it's like the movie The Joker. It's like what happens to these villain characters in movies, that one thing happens and then all of a sudden they become this total other thing.
Well, and it's not even, and I want to be clear too. Being a conservative, there have been black conservatives for a long time. But, for sure. You know, that's not like a, that's not even novel. Like, it's not, it's, there's conservative people all the time that are black. So it's not her conservatism. I think what often strikes me is the lengths that she will go to disparage black folks to entertain white conservatives. That's the piece that it always triggers.
Well, and to make money.
And well, yeah, 1,000%. And, you know, in the world we live in today, being credible, especially on the internet, is not the aim. It's being entertaining and compelling. And will it compel people to take an action, whether that's, you know, show up to an event, subscribe to a podcast, click on a link to help engagement and sell advertising next to it?
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Freedom Friday, Freedom Friday. Taking your calls. Let's go to Tango. Tango's on the line.
It is,
Tango,
buddy.
It's Freedom Friday. Hi, say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel, baby. Run it.
Yo, Hot 97 every day. That's my word. Here's your boy Tango from Jersey. I saw you guys back in 2016 with Donald Trump.
Yes,
okay. Listen, man. At the end of the day, we got to protect our borders. We got to protect our kids, our grandkids, our future, everything. And, you know what I mean? USA 2024, Donald Trump, that's my white right there. Word up.
Wow.
I don't even know where to start,
yo,
sir.
Yo, his clothes on that was so wild, bro.
He said,
that,
rah.
I know.
Like, it doesn't,
protect
what he said doesn't
from
make any sense.
What? I'm just curious.
Yeah, what are we protecting the kids from, Tango?
Tell us.
What do you mean? From the illegal immigrants, from everybody else coming over here. You know
why?
I mean?
Why?
You
know why I mean? Are immigrants more dangerous than the people in America that are already here? I'm curious.
Just curious.
So why add more to the pocket? You know what I'm saying? We already
right,
got
it's,
them
our, it's
stuff,
already
you know
bad
I mean?
Enough.
So
we don't need other people
is.
Coming.
So why exactly?
Tango, where's your family?
You know what I mean?
Tango, where's your family
What's
from?
Up? Bobby, I'm Puerto Rican. I was born in Puerto Rico and I was raised in Jersey.
Nice. Shout out to all the Puerto Ricans out here. So how do you feel about people who don't like Puerto Ricans coming to America, even though they're Americans?
What you mean by that? We come out here to work. You know what I mean? Everybody in South America. You know what I mean?
But that's
everybody
what a lot of
America,
immigrants
are coming over here.
But the migrants are coming here to work also. Who you think's delivering your food in the middle of the night and doing all these jobs?
Nah, man.
Well, they're coming for vacation, you think? Coming for a nice New York vacation in February? Is that what you think?
Well, actually, I'm in New York right now. I just got to New York. I'm about to pick up my $10,000 credit card that, you know, that they're giving out for free. Might as well get one, too.
Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean, man.
Well, no, the card that they got helps them pay for food that we were already giving them in the shelters. So instead of the food going bad, they did a project where they gave...
Stop talking politics. We were better off with Trump, and you know that. Stop talking politics. You know
wait,
what I mean?
You just brought up politics.
You brought up politics.
Yo, Tango, thank you, man. No, seriously, thank you. Because sometimes
no,
we need
you.
To hear... No. No, thank you, Tango, because sometimes
you.
We talk about
2024.
We talk Donald about the Trump people day. In a really objective way, and sometimes you need to get reminded of, like, literally that the people who support him cannot even put sentences together that make sense. Like, you are actually, like, I don't know how you go out in society and even live. Like, I don't know how you take the fork and get the food to your mouth. That's how stupid you are, bro.
Wait,
that's crazy. Thank you.
I just wanted to know how he felt, like, you know, when Trump was throwing toilet paper, paper towels, when Puerto Rico was at its worst.
Stop being political. It's Trump 2024,
yo, Laura. Politics, Laura Stiles.
I cannot.
Let's go to Ajani on the line.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I have faith in Ajani.
Ajani, Freedom Friday. Talk about what you want to talk. Feel how you want to feel.
Hey, so, yeah, I just wanted to ask if, like, how, as Black people, we can help ourselves financially. Like, grant ourselves greater improvement, you know, just to advance ourselves and have equality with, I guess, other races. But, yeah.
Are you speaking specifically about the Black community?
The Black community, yeah.
I'm not a financial advisor, nor am I an economist. But I can just tell you what I was taught from my family growing up, which is the fastest way to get any wealth in this country is to own a home. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, I don't know the reasons why, you know, people don't set themselves up or their kids up earlier to be in position. To own a home, whether that's a home that, you know, is small or they move to another town where it's maybe more affordable. But some of the things that, you know, you have to do in this nation to own a home require making sacrifices. And some of those sacrifices start when you're in high school and how you're going to get into higher education. Some of those sacrifices are financial or geographical, where you have to move to different areas so that you can afford a home and actually get in the home buying game. But I think that's where it starts. And yes, there's obstacles when you're Black, right? I firmly believe a lot of the housing appraisals and loan approval systems that, and the people who are responsible for those, there's a lot of racists in that game, which have prevented Black people from owning homes. But yeah, I think home ownership is the fastest way to improve your family situation financially.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny. That was very nice. Sort of broad, you know, but yeah, either
I mean,
way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just he thought maybe, you know, because we've had success and we got a couple of Black people up here that own homes.
He respected you. He thought you could actually, like, he was like, yo, Ebro, tell me how can we, yeah, he asked you to speak for entire people.
Buy a house somewhere, bro. Buy a house, you know, in an area that's starting to turn around in a positive financial way. And then, you know, maybe sell that home and use the money you make from that to do other things.
Yo, you bro, listen, man, you're kicking all that knowledge, but let's go to Anonymous.
Anonymous is on the line. This is important.
Anonymous got some.
Anonymous, it's Freedom Friday. What do you feel? What do you want to talk about?
Hey, bro.
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't even want to be on the radio or nothing like that.
Okay.
Since this dude already put me on hold.
Okay.
First of all, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
Because we celebrated the first baby. Now we celebrate
That's
the
right.
baby.
It's a beautiful thing.
I
it's a celebration.
Your hand while I was at work down in the city one day, I just approached you. I'm a first responder.
Yes, sir.
Care, so we can't do the name thing. You know how we do.
Yep, no right. problem.
But anywho, so last week while y'all was going over the Super Bowl performances, I was with it 100%, but I think y'all might have left something out there, man.
What we leave out?
No. What?
No, what happened to that J-Lo Shakira joint, son?
Oh, yeah, that was a movie.
That was good.
That was good. It was good. It was a lot of hips not lying. It was a lot of belly shaking. It was a lot of ass shaking. It was good.
Listen, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what to do. Take yourself back there, because I done watched every one of them.
Yo, man, it's hype off J-Lo. Yo, thank you for your call, man. Appreciate you.
Long style, Shawnee, Rosenberg, y'all. Have a great day now.
Thank you, my man. Thank you, bro.
Don't ever forget.
I don't know if people rate the J-Lo Shakira top five or even top ten.
No, I think he was rating something specific.
Yeah, he was rating something else. Freedom Friday, taking your calls. We got Sean is the last one. Sean still there? Shawnee Culture?
Yes, sir.
Sean, good morning. What did you want to say on Freedom Friday?
Yo, Ebro.
Yes, sir.
I just want to give you your flowers, bro.
Thank you.
You are the Guru Master, man.
Whoa.
I don't care how nobody feel about that, man.
Oh, wait. Say that again louder for problems, the people in man. The back.
You are the Guru Master. And I don't care how nobody feel about
yo,
it.
Yo, why are you choosing violence? It's a Friday. Why are you choosing violence, man?
So we got some other gurus here. We're about to get to the gurus next. But why are you saying this? What happened?
Last year, you saved my relationship, man.
Whoa.
Yes,
what'd he do?
I rolled into the gurus. My relationship was failing on every level. I don't know what the other gurus said, but you said something profound. You told me to do two things. You say the first thing to do was to do stuff around the house without her asking.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing that. I started cleaning up more. I started taking care of the dog. I learned how to cook. Shout out to YouTube. Second thing you said was to get a calendar. Put that joint on the refrigerator.
Yes, the shared calendar. Yep. Okay.
I start filling in the days with stuff to do, activities, new places to check out. And that literally was a cheat code, man.
Listen, bro, bravo. Yo, man, shout to you, Sean, for loving your girl like that and putting in that work.
Yeah, man. She gives me massages for no reason.
Yo, my man.
It's lit.
She buys me gifts for no reason. Petty stuff we used to argue about. We don't even argue no more.
Yo, Ebro saved a relationship is what you're saying.
Now, Sean, Now, here's the thing. This has been going on for years. Should I be a guru?
Man, listen, until the other gurus get a phone call like this, you are the guru.
Woo! We got audio of this.
We saved a life. The very first phone call we got today
on Freedom Friday was a call like this.
Y'all literally saved a life with helping someone get a kidney. That's real.
Yes. Like,
nobody's taking that away.
Save a life's live.
But the guru segment, thank you, Sean, for your call. And just keep going and keep having fun with your lady and keep loving on her. Absolutely. And y'all will be great, man.
Absolutely.
Keep going. But the real thing here is the gurus was based around relationships. And I don't know if y'all have ever gotten a call like that.
It's a strong call. I think we should take this under advisement, you know? I would never argue that Ebro is a calendar guru. I never had a shared calendar, I think, prior to Ebro dropping that gem. No, he's a calendar guru for you. You know what, Ebro? We like what you do so much. We're going to make our own special segment for you. You are going to be the calendar guru, my friend.
That's crazy. Yo, it's crazy. So you want to be a part of something, and then they segregate the thing and try to make you think it's a new thing.
It's even better.
That's how they do it. They'll be like, listen, you can't live here, but we're going to build you a neighborhood over here that's even better than the one over here.
No, Shawnee, don't you think he'd kill it as the calendar guru?
Yeah, because, I mean, similar on the show, we have different help desks. Right. Like on the Samsung desk. So when it comes to scheduling things, you're the calendar guru.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy, good for you, bro. Congrats.
We'll send you to the calendar desk. They're going to devalue the calendar guru. There's going to be no equity left in it, and I'm going to be stuck on the outside. We've seen this
before. We'll like, who really gives a damn about calendars anyway? You know what I mean?
Yo, go to the calendar guru. He's over there.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, yeah?
It's time for the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
At ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Mm-hmm.
Gurus unite.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Shine the light.
That's what we do.
Shawnee. Burn it up. Burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Hi, Rosenberg. You got the
news. Hey, cleanse your throat, man. Who's my phlegm in here, bro?
There's one crack. I mean, stop judging.
Gurus going at each other. A lot of negative energy. People claim to be so positive.
Nah, I saw I'm helping my brother.
Ebro's right. It was a little aggressive.
Zen.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. We come together to unite as one.
That's right.
All right, this will be a big one, guys. Right. Hey, gurus and non-gurus.
Hey.
I listen every single morning. You guys feel like family. Gather around because I need all perspectives on this.
There we go.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
My man, who's 48, and I, 42, have been dating for 1 year. We met over 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Lost contact and reconnected last year. He's divorced with 2 teens. I've never been married and have 1 adult child. Mm-hmm. We're long distance. We have been traveling once a month to see each other. Mm-hmm. Here's the issue. Years before he and I reconnected, I had my tubes tied.
Okay.
Early on, he mentioned he wouldn't mind having 1 more baby. I immediately let him know that I couldn't get pregnant naturally. We didn't talk about it again. Recently, he shared with me that he plans to have a vasectomy soon.
Right.
I reminded him that there's no chance of me getting pregnant. His reply was that he made the decision prior to us reconnecting, and the decision has nothing to do with our relationship. To me, the vasectomy is a sign that he's not invested in this relationship. Am I tripping? I see no reason for him to do it now. If we don't work out, then sure, he should get the procedure done. Because we are long distance, I intentionally avoid thinking about cheating, but this makes me think he's going to cheat. Mm. Do I burn it down or just try not to think about it?
You overthinking it, man.
Is she, though?
I think, like, I mean, he could be put, there may be other signs that he's given, but I think he might be in a space where I don't ever want kids. It doesn't mean he's going to cheat. Y'all together for a year. He don't know if you're going to work. And if he move on to the next person, he may not want to have children with that person either.
I think the vasectomy is reversible. But if he's...
It is.
And it could also be scheduled at another time. It doesn't have to be scheduled now.
But I do think she is... I will say this. I think there's a lot here. But I do think that she is doing a lot of thinking about herself and overanalyzing where they're at. Y'all have been seeing each other long distance for a year, and you're like, nah, you don't need to get a procedure. My tubes are tied. He's like, itch, I don't know if we're going to be together.
Y'all see each other once a month.
We see each other once a month for a year.
Well, but see, that's her point. Her point is we see each other once a month. I've purposefully not thought about him potentially cheating, and now that he's worried about his hoses spraying off on a new joint.
Right.
And so why is he even thinking about that unless he's thinking about sex with someone else?
I mean, he might be. You know what I mean?
But that's her question, Sean.
Well, I think in long-distance relationships, that insecurity is often there where you're not on top of the person, so you don't really know what they're
right,
doing.
Right, but what he's doing is making the insecurity worse. That's what she's asking.
He's wrapping it up. It's over, live.
Oh, boy, is he. He's tying it up.
He's like, I'm tying this up. I'm done. I don't think she's really going to know. You know what I'm saying? I think in answering her specific question, which is what, Pete?
Is she tripping or should she burn it down?
Well, see, I think that's too dramatic. I think there's a middle ground where you could go to him and say, hey, listen, this conversation about you getting a vasectomy makes me think that you want to have sex with other people because, you know, if we're the only ones having sex, I can't get pregnant. So if you're thinking of about a vasectomy, it immediately makes me think that you want to have sex with other people. I think that's a conversation y'all should have before you burn it down. Because you can let him know that this makes you, already being long distances, it makes you insecure.
Right.
So now this makes me even more insecure. And I think that's an adult conversation that could be had.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I do think overall, though, there is an element of, you have adult kids. Basically, both of y'all have adult kids. You're in your early and late 40s. I feel like she needs to just chill out a little in general.
Y'all decision, you know.
And Laura, do we really know that y'all are going to end up together? Sometimes people are like,
he might have been inspired by her tattoos being tied to me. Like, you know what? Word. Like, let's just shut down shop. Let's have fun. We adults. I got 2 kids. You ain't gonna have.
If he wants to cheat, you stopping him from doing this is not going to stop him from cheating.
Right.
if this is what he wants to do, he's going to do it, right? I mean, yeah, that's how I see it. If he wants to cheat, he's going to cheat. So.
I just don't know. Sometimes adults, though, I send things like this, and she's almost talking like they're much younger than they are. Like, all of it is like, man, y'all are grown. You have adult kids. Who knows? Maybe you'll end up together. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll hook up with other people. I mean, is it even cheating? Y'all are long distance within a year. It's like barely a relationship, with all due respect.
I feel like he has your full perspective of everything you just said.
Yeah, he's like, I'm an adult. We hang out once a month.
But she needs to address him, and he needs to articulate that. He needs to be like, yo, check this out, lady. I've only seen you 12 times. If we see each other once a month over a year, I've seen you 12 times.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. And maybe we're going to be something. But I don't know. Maybe we won't. And maybe I feel like smashing sometimes. Let's just all.
Right.
And then right now, he wants to get this procedure done. And it's his personal choice to do so.
And he wants to get this procedure done so that he don't get somebody else pregnant.
Right.
See? That's what I respect you. Yo, baby girl, listen. I respect you so much that I don't want to knock up another joint while we're dating.
Right. So since I'm still, you know. Splashing these things to the mattress, smashing and dashing.
Right.
I don't want to be splashing, you know what I mean, while I'm smashing.
Right.
No. I just want to fleece some cheeks and come back and hang.
He's thinking about you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
you.
If you're comfortable with this, you can burn it down. If you feel like this isn't for me, you can also walk away. Yeah. So you guys both have a decision.
I want my baby batter to be babyless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's like, look, I ain't moving where you at. You ain't moving where I'm at.
They're sugar free and there's baby free.
I think we all agree, right?
Hey, yo.
I mean, both are entitled to your own opinions and decisions, and ultimately, you got to do what's best for you. Like, if you feel if this truly makes you uncomfortable, then maybe this is not the relationship for you.
Right.
And you have every right to walk away if you truly in your heart feel like I can't handle this. This isn't it. But you can't. I just feel like you can't stop him from doing something he wants to do for himself.
Boom.
Right? Boom. Yeah. So say the gurus.
Ha! Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
And on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, Drake pays tribute to the mother and daughter that were killed after his show. Okay. I'll explain everything coming up, flashing lights. For one moment,
that it's too. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right, Laura Stiles got the flashing lights. What's popping, kid?
So Drake's honoring the mother and daughter who died tragically after his recent show in St. Louis. This story was so sad, man, because it's. During his show, this woman and her daughter, Alyssa Cordova and Leticia Brincero, 21-year-old daughter, they had just left the concert. Let's be clear. This happened after the concert, right? And they were just, you know, happy and excited. And, like, and while crossing the street, this man who was, he's 22 years old, guys. This man ran a red light, was driving recklessly, and hit them and killed them.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. And the set, there that was a video. I didn't see it. I didn't want to see it. But there was a video going around of like a street cam that caught the whole thing. But, oh, man, it was just so heartbreaking, tragic, guys. So tragic. So, you know, Drake paid a little tribute to the mother and daughter. And it was just super touching, man. It was just a tragic moment. And so just showing everybody love, because he basically was just like, yo, you never know what somebody else's reality will be when they walk out the building, or you know what I mean? And it's the truth, you know? So many lives lost. Even this kid was 22 years old, guys, speeding, ran a red light, and killed these two innocent people. So,
like, his decision, he's going to be traumatized forever.
Yeah.
His family's destroyed.
And they both lost their life.
Family's destroyed.
It's terrible, bro. Stories like that really get you, because it can happen to any of us at any time.
Right. Yep. In other news, guys, it looks like Big Meech is coming home early. Now, according to reports, a judge just shaved off almost 3 years of his remaining sentence.
Wow. That's really cool. That's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a great story. And I think it's, you know, how long has he been away now? 20-something?
It's been a while.
Feels like he's already done 20 or maybe 15. I hope he gets to come home and live a comfortable life. His son is doing great things, you know, put the past behind him and live, and you know, he might be able to bring some positivity to some communities too.
Right. Imagine you're coming home and then your son is playing you, and just what a complete change though. You know what I mean? It's like, what a complete change. So, wishing them the best. And if you missed it, we have a great conversation with Lil Meech on Hot 97 YouTube page. So make sure you guys check it out. That's your Flash and Light Report.
Oh, it's Friday Vibrations. Cast One is about to go 97 minutes commercial-free music. The sun is shining today. Man, we got a pretty nice weekend ahead. It's supposed to rain all day Saturday, but Sunday's looking lovely. Man, let's get it.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashlight. Lauren Styles can put us on.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Lauren Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.